Oh shit. No. Fuck. Okay. Shit. Wait. Fuck. Sorry. Hold on, guys. Give me a second. I'm just gonna sprint. This character I'm using does not have very, very high, does not have very high health. Not at all. Fuck. Okay. Okay. Oh, fuck. Ah, fuck. Okay, shit. Okay. Right. I had to run. I'm an archer. I have very high archery, and my other shit's kind of shitty. So, on this character I have, I kind of just had to sprint away from a troll, so... Sorry about that. Okay, so what I want to talk about, what I came here to talk about. Now that I'm about to say it, I feel kind of embarrassed, but I don't think I should be. I don't think anyone should be when talking about this sort of thing, because it's totally normal and I am trying not to feel bad about it. What the fuck did this guard just say to me? I mean, you can save all of Skyrim and the fucking guards will still talk all that shit. You know what? You can shove that lollygagging right up your ass, sir. okay, sorry. I don't think anyone should feel embarrassed when talking about things like this, but I, for some reason, am. So bear with me, as I will probably try to change the subject. When I start, like, I will subconsciously change the subject many times throughout this, I guarantee it. My mind has a nice derailment function, so that I will just... We'll just be like, huh, this seems like too much of a topic. Let me switch to this. But I'm going to try not to be like that, because I don't want this to be 9 years long. So let's just get into it. I have insomnia. I've had it for a long fucking time, a hot minute. And it's a fucking... it's not fun. But, recently... Or not too recently, but, like... kind of recently, I guess, I got on a medication for it. I'm not gonna say what it is, but I will tell you it rhymes with Schmushmesta. Rhymes with Schmushmesta. And the side effects, I mean, it worked really well for me at first. My insomnia became extremely manageable. And it was fine. I was just used to, you know, I was used to just gloom and bearing with my, that's not really the right way to use that phrase, but, you know, just bearing with my insomnia and, this man is very tall. Be careful, I barely even walked past you. The NPCs in Skyrim crack me up. Sorry, I'm doing it. Okay, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna say it. I didn't think that I needed to be medicated, but it just got to a point where it was not good. So I got onto Schmushmesta. But then, and it worked at first, but then the side effects started to scare me, because my mental health now is very good. It's the best it's been in my entire life, and that's because it's something that I've been working at, something I've been, you know, it's something you have to keep up with in order to manage it, and I could not allow myself to get bad again. Because I love feeling things. That was a big part of my mental health struggle. It's different for everyone. For me personally, my struggle was with not being present almost. Like being there, but not, you know? And you know your health is low when jumping off something fucking kills you. Jesus Christ. But But I, things would happen to me, good or bad, but I would feel the exact same. I would just feel apathetic towards anything that fucking happened to me. And I hate being like that because it, the person that you see now, or the person you hear now, my enthusiastic, my, you know, I try to be optimistic. I'm not always optimistic, but I try to be. The person I am now, I try to be happy. I try to live every day as if I could be hit by a fucking bus tomorrow. You know, I try to live and spend every day, fuck, in the, sorry, in the best way that I can. I have not always been like this, but by working and, you know, really pushing myself when it comes to mental health, and by working with, you know, professionals, talking to people about it. Are these mannequins? Oh shit, no! It's the fucking guards. They were standing so still and like so perfectly together that they fucking look like mannequins. Like, whoa, that was weird. But yeah, it's something that I've had to put a lot of work in and really not allow myself to be bested by myself, if that makes sense. Probably doesn't. Not a lot of shit that I say in rambles really makes any fucking sense. But these side effects that happened recently scared me because it made me feel like it was going to take all of the progress I made and flush it down the toilet, because I started getting very anxious whenever I was awake, and that was scary, but I knew that was a side effect, and I was, I wouldn't say prepared, I was just aware that that could happen. But then the other side effects came in, which would boil down to thoughts that I had about myself and the way I would feel about things scared me, because I didn't want to lose the progress I've made, and I didn't want to sink back into the person that I, you know what, I won't even say the person that I used to be, the person, the thing, the thing that I would allow myself to be, the emotionally unavailable sack of shit that I allowed myself to become at one point in my life because I didn't think I deserved help. That's really depressing, but that's just the way it is, or the way it was, really. I was afraid that I would become that sort of person again, or that sort of fucking entity. And I talked to my doctor and I told him that it was freaking me out a bit and that maybe I should stop altogether. And he said, well, let's try this first. So I switched, and this is now, this is where I'm at. I am now on a new medication. So far, no ill feelings. I, oh, fuck. Why is that equipped? Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. What the fuck? I thought I sold this. The fucking shield that you get. What? Beginning of the game in Whiterun. I have that for some reason. From the Jarl of Whiterun. Words. I'm illiterate. The Jarl of Whiterun bestowed upon me after fucking up some dragons after you get your first shout. I thought I sold that shield because it's absolute shit, but apparently I still have it, and it was equipped. And that's probably a reason that I just kicked my ass. Okay. But I've switched medications. No bad feelings. I am sleeping okay, I guess. It's not the best, but it is better than what it is. I'm at a point, honestly, where I'm about to just stop it altogether, and I know that's not a good idea, but fuck. I'm at a point where it's like, am I better just dealing with this on my own than dealing with these shitty medications, these fucking doctors, and... Anyway. It has fucking killed my sex drive. It's bad. It's not good. And he says it's temporary, that it has to do with, switching, and it has to do with readjusting, and it has to do with these things, but that it'll come back, and all this shit, and he warned me about it. I did not bring it up to him. I don't want you to think, like, oh, she couldn't get off, so she went and, you know, cried to her doctor about it. Not what happened, nor is that something I think you should feel bad about if it is. If you have a problem with your sex drive due to medication or due to anything, go to your doctor and talk about it. But I'm just saying that is not what occurred. He had warned me that this would happen, or it could happen, and it did. And now I hate it. It's not fun because I have not come in a ridiculously long time. Not for lack of trying, mind you, for lack of just it not happening. It's just not happening, and it's kind of bumming me out. It's not cool. It's not fun at all. I've tried the audios that usually do it for me, not fucking doing it. Oh, the things that usually do it for me, not fucking doing it. So the guards in Windhelm are so rude. Get out of my fucking face, bitch. I'm not lollygagging, you fucker. I'm lollygagging a little bit. Fucking take me to jail. That's gonna update my map now. Ugh. But yeah, it's not happening for me. So I think until it does start happening again for me, I'm not really going to post on GWA until I have it back. Because again, I think I'm just going to have to be fucking patient with it, because I've really... Oh god, have I tried. I've tried a lot. A lot. I've tried many times. It's just not fucking happening. It's very frustrating. And I don't want to try and fake it for an audio, because I can't, first of all. I don't really know how to fake a thing, you know, fake an orgasm or whatever. This is really embarrassing me right now, and I don't know why. Oh, my face feels all stupid and hot. Okay. So I don't think... I'll still post pillow talks. That doesn't really require any sexual activity, because I don't really post sexual pillow talks, but as for GWA, I think I'm gonna wait it out. And honestly, if it takes too long, I'm gonna give it some time for my body to feel regular, I guess. Sounds so weird. The word my doctor used, that I don't want to use, but I think I probably should use. Oh, I don't like that word. Okay, I'm... Libido. Ugh. I do not like that word at all. But he says that it will come back. My libido will be... You know, the way he made it sounded more professional, more scientific, more doctor-y. He says that it will come back. It will be, you know... It will be... If it basically said if it goes away, it won't last long. And then he said something kind of like borderline sexual harassment-y, but he's a good guy, I guess. He's very sweet. It's just he said a weird thing about that. I'm not going to get into that, but basically I'm going to wait on doing GWAs until I feel up to it, because I tried making one. But I just didn't, I couldn't, you know, when you're not feeling it, you're just not feeling it, and I'm not feeling it. Ugh, it's a bummer, though, because I really need to. It has been too fucking long, And it's frustrating. What are you selling? You're standing by a forge. Oh. Silda the Unseen. Oh shit, I remember you. Okay, sorry. But I'll still post Pillow Talks. I'll still do that. Probably still post on here. Maybe update you on it. But if this persists for too long, I think I'm just gonna not take anything altogether because I don't know, the whole side effect thing is really not cool, and I think I'd be better off trying to find my own fucking, like, I've been dealing with insomnia my whole life. Or not my whole life, really, it's just since I was, you know, young. It's not like as a baby I suffered from it, I'm sure. But, like, since probably, I don't know, middle school or sixth grade, I've dealt with it. So, I've managed, I'm not dead or anything, but recently it's gotten worse, which is why I thought maybe I should, you know, start taking medication for it, but now I'm kind of at a point where it's like, is this worth it? Or would I be better off on my own, like I have been, and trying to find my own ways to manage it? I just hate feeling tired all the time. But with that depressing little note at the end there, I think I'll end this and just say that I hope everything goes back to normal soon. But until then, I'm just going to be posting Pillow Talks. And if that's not really your gig, if you don't really listen to my stuff for Pillow Talks, and I'm sorry. My bad. My bad. Or not really my bad. My fucking, I don't know. Insomnia is probably more. You know what? My brain's bad. I'm gonna blame my brain. It's not really my fucking fault. Probably could blame my parents too. These shit genetics. I think that's a genetic thing. I don't fucking know. I just know it's shitty, and it's not my fault. But you know, I totally understand if you don't want to listen. Until then, if you're not really into my Pillow Talks, that's cool. I get it. That's all I really wanted to say. I'm gonna end with this and try and finish a fucking side quest. And maybe punch one of these fucking Windhelm garbs in the face because they keep treating me. I saved Skyrim for you, bitch! And this is how you treat me? You fucking peasant. Yes, I'm staying out of trouble. Fucking assholes. Okay, I'm gonna go before I snap and have to have a bounty on me in Windhelm. So I hope you have a great day, night, morning, afternoon, evening, whatever time it is where you are. I hope you have a great time. Bye.